On March 18, 1975, Russ's and my third wedding anniversary, we headed out for a romantic walk at the Little Red Schoolhouse Nature Center in the Cook County Forest Preserve District outside Chicago, where we came upon the first red-winged blackbird I'd ever seen. This was a lifer, not just a sign of spring for me. On March 6th the following year, I saw my first red-winged blackbird at Point Pelee in Ontario. This was new for my Canada list, but the thrill came more from it being back in a marsh. I was still a new birder, but within that first year, I could already feel deep within me the difference between a winter marsh and a spring marsh, and red-winged blackbirds were at the very heart of that. In every one of the 40 springs since then, the first red-winged blackbird of the year has given me a surge of joy. This may be one of the most common songbirds in North America, considered a serious agricultural pest, but what does that matter after a long winter when I'm hungry for warmth and evidence that spring really is coming? So this year, on March 12th, when I led a field trip along the Western Waterfront Trail in Duluth, I turned my hearing aids up a notch so I could be sure to pick out the thrilling Okalee call. A couple of participants picked up the sound before I did, but we all heard a couple of half-hearted songs, as well as a few whistles and other notes. The marsh was still mostly frozen, and only three redwings had so far returned. One was on the far side of the river, and the two on our side were far apart. This huge distance gave each the control of an improbably large territory. No nearby redwings flaunted their epaulets in their faces or sang out, so these three didn't have to work at all to defend their vast real estate holdings. Those happy notions would within days be dispelled as more and more male redwings arrived to contest their titles to the land, but for now, these three felt rich and powerful. The first redwing of spring is a special kind of magic. It doesn't matter that I see redwings every year and that in most years I see them at least once in every month. And it doesn't matter that I'd already seen thousands of redwings in California this year. The first redwing of spring is different. We feel the magic partly through our senses. On our field trip, we could feel the warmth of the sun on our faces as we walked about with our jackets unzipped. Our eyes could savor the brilliant red epaulets against glossy black plumage. Our ears could drink in the sound of voices carried on a soft spring breeze. Our noses could perceive at least a hint of the deliciously wormy fragrance of spring mud and new grass. And our beating heart's innate sense of rhythm could be reassured as this new encounter fit into the natural rhythmic pattern of all our previous first redwings of spring. We know with absolute certainty that we'll see redwings each year, and we know with reasonable certainty that we'll see our first in March on a day just like March 12th was. From the parking lot before we even started out, most of the participants were already speculating on the high probability that we'd see a redwing on the hike. But that certainty is akin to a child's certainty that he or she will get a birthday or Christmas present. The certain expectation hardly diminishes the thrilling joy the moment the anticipated present appears in reality. And in the end, that's what the first redwing of spring is, a living, breathing, tangible gift, beautiful in its own right, as well as solid proof that the natural world is just as it should be. We can count on it. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.